Fewer and fewer people are smoking, but not enough fewer to satisfy the American Lung Association. On the line with us right now is the Director of Advocacy for the American Lung Association here in Michigan, Ken Fletcher. Ken, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on the program.
Yeah, and I appreciate you joining us because according to the American Lung Association, Michigan is failing in its efforts to reduce tobacco use. Is that true?
Yes, it is. You know, we put out our annual report card this week, and Michigan's grades really are a mixed bag. We're doing, you know, okay in a couple areas, but we're really failing in several of them. And the key thing to remember is that tobacco use remains the leading cause of preventable death in the United States. Over 480,000 people will die this year and every year as a result of illnesses related to smoking. And we know that it causes cancer and heart disease and respiratory diseases, among other health problems. So this is something that is having a huge impact on the lives and the livelihood of people throughout the state. So that's why it's so important to do what we can to reduce these smoking rates.
We know how dangerous and deadly it is, and that goes for everybody who uses tobacco. I don't think there's a single person that uses a tobacco product that doesn't know that it's dangerous. So what keeps people coming back to it?
They're addicted. That's the issue. Once people get addicted to the nicotine, it's very difficult to quit. And as you said, Paul, we know that 7 out of 10 smokers want to quit. They wish that they didn't smoke and wish that they could quit doing it. So we need to try to provide them with every resource available to help them actually be successful in quitting. But it also leads to one of the key things, which is to keep people from smoking in the first place. And we know that the vast majority of people who smoke start before the age of 18, or right before the age of 21, I should say. They start when they're young, and if they're not smoking when they're young, then it's very rare that they'll start smoking at a later age in life. So we need to do everything we can. In addition to helping those who already smoke quit, we need to keep those who are young people, keep cigarettes away from them, keep them out of their hands, and keep them from starting in the first place.
Well, let's get the report card out and take a look at it. Let's go with the good stuff first. What's Michigan doing well?
Well, our best grade is coming in smoke-free air. Michigan, as everyone knows, has banned smoking in workplaces. So bars and restaurants and workplaces are now smoke-free. So that has greatly reduced the amount of secondhand smoke that's out there that people have to deal with. And that's been a huge improvement in the air quality in the state of Michigan. You know, back in the days where if you went out to a restaurant, you could come home, you know, smelling like smoke. Even if you were a non-smoker, you were smelling it throughout your meal and your clothes would come home all smoky. So having that change has been a big increase. So that's something that's really good. We also are doing a better job, but still a D grade, but the access to cessation services. The Medicaid program, you know, we get a good rating for the fact that we now cover all 7 medications that's been approved by the FDA to help people quit smoking. So that's now covered and available. The Medicaid program covers most counseling that's available and reduces those barriers to people getting the resources they need to quit. Now, some of the areas, though, where we are not doing as well is in the area of tobacco prevention and control. You know, we're still spending far less from what the Centers for Disease Control recommends that we spend in order to, you know, try to stop smoking and prevent that. We also got a relatively lower rate of taxations on tobacco. Now, we know that raising cigarette taxes, higher cigarette taxes, is one of the most effective strategies to help reduce the number of people smoking. That's an inducement to get people to want to quit. And it also raises revenue that then can be used to help fund state tobacco cessation programs to help those people quit. And, you know, currently we're at $2 a pack, and we recommend that it goes up to, you know, be raised at least by a dollar, and then also make the taxes equal on other tobacco products, such as spit tobacco and hookah, and things of that nature, where it's not currently taxed at the same level. So that's an area where we can definitely improve. And then another area that is a huge one, and it's a new grade that we've added this year to the state of the tobacco control report, is dealing with the minimum age that you can buy tobacco products. And Michigan got an F in that grade because in Michigan, you only need to be 18 in order to start smoking. And we're recommending, and it's showing to be a huge benefit, to raise that age up to 21. That will reduce the number of young people who start smoking.
There are states that have raised that age to 21, aren't there?
Yes, there are. California is the most recent one that has done it. Hawaii has done it. The District of Columbia has done it. And then throughout the country, 210 cities in 14 states have also raised that age to 21. And right here in Michigan, the city of Ann Arbor did it last fall. They raised it up. And on Monday, we expect that the Genesee County Board of Commissioners will raise the age of sales of tobacco to 21 in Genesee County. So that's going to be huge having that take place. So all of Genesee County will now be covered with a 21 law. And the reason why that's important, Paul, is for a couple points. One, once again, we know that most smokers start, you know, before the age of 21. So if you can hold them off as long as possible before they start, you have a really great likelihood that they're not even going to start at all. Then also, we also know that a lot of people actually have their first cigarette and start smoking before the age of 18. Well, how are they getting these cigarettes? Well, that 16-year-old may have a friend who's 18 who can legally buy them and supply them with cigarettes. However, you raise that age up to 21, then it makes it a little less likely that you know, 15 or 16-year-old is going to have a friend who's buying cigarettes and sharing them with them. So by raising that age, you're even helping the younger ones below 18 try to keep the cigarettes out of their hands so that they don't start smoking in the first place. So we definitely would like to see the state of Michigan as a whole raise the age that you can buy tobacco products up to 21. But until they do that, we'd like to see local governments continue to step up and do it. So we're very pleased to see that Genesee County is showing the leadership that they are by, you know, passing this ordinance on Monday.
Sounds like a lot of things, Ken, that the state of Michigan needs to do need to be addressed at the legislative level, right, in Lansing.
Absolutely, yes. It all lies in the hands of the state legislature and the governor. You know, they have the power to, you know, raise the tax on tobacco. They have the power through the appropriation process to make sure that we are spending enough money on tobacco prevention and tobacco cessation programs. They also have the ability in other areas to make sure that all health plans that are being, you know, sold as part of the through the exchange has complete coverage for tobacco cessation programs. We need to make sure that our state employees through their health insurance programs has access to tobacco cessation programs and medications. So there's a lot of things that can be done by the state legislature and the governor. So that's what we're going to do, is we're going to encourage the legislature this year to act on some of these things to help make a difference in lowering our smoking rate here in the state.
Some of the money that can be spent on that should come from the settlement money that came from the big tobacco companies, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have long argued that that should be the very first priority of any of that money, should have been going towards trying to get people to stop quitting and to deal with the costs that have been associated with the fact that people smoke, and diverting it to other purposes never really made much sense, because there was a reason why we were getting that money. It's because the state spends a huge amount of money through the Medicaid program and through other programs dealing with the effects of smoking. And we know that 40% of the people who are enrolled in Medicaid are smokers. 40%. That's higher than the state average of 20.7% for you know, people as a whole. So we know that that's a higher population that's smoking. So the state is picking up the cost for the effects of that smoking. So we need to do all we can to stop that population. So every penny that you spend on trying to get people to stop is money that's well spent, because, you know, as a country, we know that we spend $170 billion in healthcare expenditures each year because of smoking. That's a huge amount of money. So by putting just a little bit of money, a little bit of that towards programs to help people stop smoking, goes a long ways towards saving you money down the road.
Ken, if somebody wants to take a look at the report card or find out more about what we've been talking about, do you have a website where people can see that?
Yep, we sure do. You can just go to our website. It's www.lung.org, and you will be able to see where you can click on to get the full report on the state of tobacco control for 2017.
All right, sounds good. Ken, thanks for your time this morning. Good talking to you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Have
Take
a good
care.
Day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.